Welcome to the Key Point Review audio tapes for modern real estate practice. Together, we'll be reviewing crucial points from each chapter of your textbook. It's an easy way to reinforce the wealth of new material you're covering in your real estate education. Chapter 1, Introduction to the Real Estate Business.
We'll begin our review by taking a look at some areas of specialization open to real estate professionals. We'll then cover various types of properties before examining the mechanisms at work in the real estate market. When we think of real estate as a career, we tend to think of real estate brokers and salespeople. Real estate brokers bring together buyers and sellers, or landlords and tenants, in real estate transactions. For their services, they're paid a fee. This compensation is not fixed, but is negotiated between the broker and the party he or she represents, which, by the way, can be the buyer or the seller. Another area of specialization within the real estate field is appraisal. This is the process of estimating a property's value. Although real estate brokers must have an understanding of the value of properties, they're not necessarily qualified to perform appraisals. Another area of real estate specialization is property management, in which the owner of a property hires a person to manage and maintain it. The scope of the manager's work depends on the terms of a management agreement. A real estate license is usually required for property managers. Other areas of specialization include real estate subdividing and development, counseling, financing, and of course, real estate education. Also, large non-real estate related corporations sometimes have real estate and property tax departments, and even local governments staff zoning boards and assessing offices. And remember that just as there are several areas of real estate specialization, there are different types of property in which to specialize. These categories include residential, commercial, industrial, agricultural, and special purpose properties. Your text tells you that a market is a place where goods can be bought and sold. A market provides a setting in which supply and demand can establish market value. Here's an important fact about the operation of supply and demand. When supply increases and demand remains stable, prices decrease. When demand increases and supply remains stable, prices increase. Real property has two basic qualities. First, each piece of property is unique from any other. Second, each is immovable. Both of these qualities affect the normal pressures of supply and demand in the real estate market. The supply of real property for sale or lease is influenced by labor forces, construction costs, and government controls. Government monetary policy can affect the amount of money available for mortgage loans, and local governments may also influence supply by means of land use controls and growth policies. Demand is affected by population, demographics, the makeup of the population, and employment and wage levels. Working together, supply and demand contribute to establishing price levels in the real estate market. The real estate business is big business. Billions of dollars are spent every year in real estate transactions across America, and the profession continues to grow, requiring more and more highly trained real estate professionals in a variety of specializations. As a licensee, taking that first step into this fascinating and lucrative world, perhaps you already realize the great potential awaiting you.